part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
That's right. This is Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, and this is Mid Morning Empowerment. And on the line, we are joined by Pastor Chikumo. How are you doing today, Pastor?
Very much fine. How are you today?
I am good. I cannot complain at all. Just before you joined us, I was telling our listeners what we're going to be discussing today, essentially looking at, you know, the boys' bunker and looking at the developing of prayer in a young man's life and young boy's life, and essentially looking at how helping them develop a prayer life is a very vulnerable aspect of their spiritual growth and, you know, relationship with God. So furthermore, you know, I went into all these other things about guidance and how, you know, parents can find ways to do this. But let's get straight into our conversation. Why should boys be taught how to pray from a young age?
Yes, thank you. It's a way of spiritual life, and also if they are to increase in favor with God, then the role of prayer cannot be underrated. It is a necessary tool or weapon for every human being, and it is important to teach young boys to pray. And if we read from the Bible, from Proverbs 22:6, says, train up a child in a way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So prayer is also good for character development. It's also a way of teaching them how to get things in life. Maybe we are earthly fathers or caretakers. We can supply their needs, but we are limited. But if they can learn to ask from God even the smallest thing, it will be good for them to know that God is willing and is also able to supply all their needs in life. So I think it is good that we should teach them to pray at a young age so that it will be a lifestyle throughout their life.
Now, are there, if we're talking about teaching them how to pray, are there different types of prayers that one should learn, or is it just a consensus of, well, this is how I've learned how to pray, my child, you can find your own way, or are there different types of prayers that one must learn?
Well, maybe I can just say prayer is prayer, but of course you can find components to prayer. You can find some aspects of prayer, like one should learn to praise God. One should also learn to give thanks to God, thanksgiving, and also to pray as a way of confessing one's sin, omission, or commission. To confess your sins can be done through prayer, and also now to present before God our requests, our supplications, our needs, our wants, our fears. And you can also use prayer to intercede for others. You can pray for others. So all these aspects of prayer can be seen as types of prayer, but basically prayer in its totality. They need to be there as components that form prayer.
Right. So then with that, with that knowledge, how can then parents and or guardians, you know, lead by example? How can they teach these boys to have a conversation in prayer with God?
Yes, it is very important for guardians and parents to lead by example. And I want to believe the best way to do that is to pray together with them, and also to involve them in our prayer programs. And even at church, we need to involve them. Once they are involved, they will also learn to pray, because I want to believe we learn prayer in prayer. We learn as we do. And by talking about the goodness of prayer and showing that we as adults enjoy prayer, also by demonstrating that prayer works, we don't need to be complaining too much or to utter words of despair as if God does not care. we should in any degree show little or no confidence. We should not in any degree show little or no confidence in prayer. So the more we talk good of prayer, they will also like it. I might give you an example here. One day, a certain elder came to me and shared his prayer request with me so that I could also remember his family in prayers. Mm. Assessing the nature of the request, I asked him, do you involve your family in praying about this matter? He said, well, I just involve my wife and children are excluded. I urged him to involve his children too, because since they are aware of what brings anxiety to you as parents, they need to know that prayer is your choicest approach to the problem. And when God shall answer your prayer, which he did later, and they witness it, their own confidence in prayer grows. I even went on to say God will answer your prayers for their sake, because God will not afford even the slightest appearance of failure before little children. So I think it is good to lead by example and to also involve them even in the family circle.
So, okay.
Yes.
I hear exactly what you mean in terms of, like, you know, creating an example and being, you know, a representative. But a lot of human error is, like, risky here. What I mean by that mm-hmm. is, as parents, sometimes we make poor financial decisions, poor romantic decisions, poor economical decisions, or whatever the case may be. And which I guess is why parents find it easier to pray amongst themselves, because they can be more honest about it with God that, you know, I failed in this aspect. What is the guideline to parents who find it very hard to be honest with their children about being quote unquote, you know, having failed in this department or whatever? Because I've noticed that I agree with what you're saying, but it becomes problematic in a longer run when kids start thinking the reason why God doesn't want to give us money is because, I mean, we keep praying for money, but it's never coming. Like, and we never hear, like, in the prayer, dad or mom saying, you know, God, I made very poor financial decisions this month, but please help us. You know, it's more like, God, please provide, you know, what we're going through type situation. And you almost have this, like, view of how God would probably want you to go through this problem, you know, and it can warp like the view of a child or a man or a girl even. What do we do with, like, trying to still set an example and still trying to have that respect that, you know, children will have in you when you can tell them, well, this is how I failed, but we're going to pray about it.
Well, I want to believe we don't have to burden our children with maybe telling them and being too honest to them to tell them how we have failed and that only try to depend on prayer. And when they see prayer failing again, they don't have confidence in prayer. I think we just have to give them what goes with their age. At their age, their issues they cannot handle. Issues that we may not share with them, the concerns that we have, and of course we have to tell them at their age.
Okay, it seems
intervention will bring success. Yes, so. As I was responding to the previous question, we're talking about just prayer itself as we see it, the attitude of children towards prayer. It should be a necessity in their life. And I think for parents to do it joyfully and cheerfully, to teach them these values of prayer, they will be dealing with matters that the children can handle, and those matters which are not too heavy for them to understand.
Very true. Yes. So, like, I think it's a parental discretion using the age appropriateness of your child, and also just understanding.
Oh, yes.
Like, I think, even when it comes to teaching them about God and prayer, I think we take steps. You know, we don't just say, oh, you're going to be a prayer warrior from the age of three. You start with like minor prayers, you know, then you lead it up. Yeah, which makes sense. Okay.
Prayer cannot just be taught as a single solution to our daily challenges in life. You know, prayer, it's prayer and something else, prayer and hard work, prayer and financial wisdom, prayer and all these other skill. So I think the children should just know that we pray because we depend on God, but we do what we can as people, and God will help us by His grace. Yes.
Right. And how imperative is the relationship, or the reading rather, of the Bible in this journey of prayer?
Yes. It's quite imperative in the sense that you see, Bible reading is foundational to prayer, not only to children, but to everyone. Bible reading is foundational to prayer. And we have God's promises in the Bible.
Right.
And in prayer, we claim those promises. Right? In the Bible, God's will is revealed to us. So we pray according to God's will. So it is the Bible that gives guidance to our prayer so that we don't pray outside the parameters of God's will.
Right.
And so also the Bible teaches us how to live a life that is pleasing to God. So one condition for answered prayer is our willingness to obey God. According to Proverbs 28, verse 9, he that turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. So it is a condition for an answered prayer to be willing to obey. So we find the will of God, the law of God in the Bible. So our relationship with God is cemented by communication, just as with us people. Communication is key in relationships. God speaks through the Bible and we speak to him through our prayer. So this dialogue should be maintained because it tells about the relationship that we should have with God.
And how then, as a parent, after that, you know, furthermore, like introducing the importance of the Bible reading and the relationship with prayer, how then do you deal with some concerns and questions that a young child or even one who has grown older about prayer, I think sometimes it's very difficult to have this conversation sometimes if you yourself do not understand prayer as a parent. But how can you appease your children's concerns and questions about prayer in the long run, or just in a general basis?
Yes, you are right there. I think we just have to be open to our children, because if we fail to address their concerns and questions about prayer, they might develop doubts about it and become skeptical about prayer.
Right.
Really, we should know our Bibles well. You know, some of their questions are usually unpredictable, and some of their questions as children are quite tricky. They can ask questions which we might think that they are bigger than them. They would be inquiring, willing to know things which we are. So I think the best way to prepare for that is to be close to our Bibles as much as possible, and to understand those basics of prayer, so that whenever they ask, we can be able to give a response, a positive and encouraging responses. But we should also remember they are children. Our responses to their questions should be simple and clear, and we should just be honest and to tell the truth. Sometimes, you know, we say things that prayer can accomplish, but we sometimes oversay them in such a way, when they don't see those things happening as we have said or told them, they might begin again to question. So we should be clear on how prayer is answered, and that God has the discretion to give his answer according to his will and according to his wisdom.
Right.
Yes.
And just a final question as we come to the close of our conversation. Is it good that people celebrate, answered prayers? And if so, what is an appropriate way to celebrate answered prayers? or is there even an appropriate way, or is it just a situation where celebrate as you will? You know, what kind of appropriation is assorted to, you know, prayer when it comes to celebration?
I want to believe the word celebration here simply means you express yourself, you express some joy and appreciation for the answer that you have received from God. This must be a positive answer, according to your question here. Someone is realizing the answers to prayer, and they are happy about that response from heaven. And I think we have to acknowledge that God has answered, and we cannot just remain as if nothing has happened. It is good to know and to acknowledge that God is really good. He has answered our prayers, and He has done us great. Now, let it be known that prayers have been answered in whatever way we have been answered. They have been answered. Sometimes prayers are not answered precisely according to our request, but we should be able to discern that this is the answer to my prayer. This is how God has chosen to answer my prayer. Maybe He would have answered in another way. But we can also choose to bring thanks offerings to the church. We can also take opportunity whenever opportunity is availed to give a testimony before other people, other fellow worshippers, other brethren. This is what God has done to me. And we praise God together. The prayer of thanksgiving, we have to go back to God. You know, as we knelt down and prayed, asking for the intervention of God, we can also as well kneel down and thank Him, humbling ourselves, thanking Him for what He would have done to us. And we may be creative about it, especially for children. You know, as we celebrate those birthdays, we should also remember that part of our celebration is not that somebody has lived for these so many years, but that God has granted life. And so we should direct everyone's mind to the giver of life. So as much as we'll be celebrating birthdays, with a cake there, with some sweets and everything for children, or fruit, or eating what, that meal will be a way of celebrating and acknowledging that God really is good. So it is to appeal to the little mind.
True.
Our celebration should be a holy celebration which appeals to the little mind. So I think it's good because it will create memories in their heart that when you pray and God answers, we really need to acknowledge and praise Him for that.
Well, what an extensive conversation. Thank you so much, Pastor Chikuma, for joining us on the line to discuss this. I think it's an imperative conversation. Yes, it was almost generalized because, you know, I think children in general need this, but specifically young men, young boys need this, as they grow, because I think it's the only thing that grounds personalities, having that relationship with God. So are there any final words that you'd like to leave with, like, young men, young boys who are learning to start their relationship with God in a prayerful way?
Maybe just to remind them that prayer is very important, especially when we can define it as a opening of heart to God as to a friend. We have so many challenges, things which we may not even open up to our closest friend, but there is God who is closer to us than any other friend. So prayer, we open our hearts, tell Him our fears, our wants, our needs, you know, our wishes, everything that pertains to our lives. So prayer is where God invites us to come now and let us reason together. You know, we talk to Him as a friend. We need to remember that other people also depended on prayer in their lives, likes of Elijah, David, even Jesus Himself. So we have biblical models who befriended prayer, and we can also take prayer to be our in our hearts, wherever we do. We can pray anywhere. We can pray anytime. We can pray at play. We can pray at school. We can pray always. So we need to develop this habit of talking to God without any, you know, some dogma to it, some creed, some hard, you know, laws and rules to prayer. No, it's just simple and mere talking to God as a friend. I think that's very important for us also.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor Chikuma, for joining us on the line and to give us those last final words. You will be joined furthermore throughout the course of the week by Zanele Sama yet again. From me, thank you so much for joining me, and have a blessed day.
Good. Welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that was Pastor Chikuma on the line, coming all the way from Zim to give us this discussion on the prayer aspect when it comes to young men. And essentially, if you've missed out on that, don't you fret. There is podcasts available for you on the AWR app as well as online on www.sidmedia.org. And you just go to the AWR section. You will be with me till 12 p.m. today. And it is about to be 2 minutes to the hour, 10 o'clock. We're about to go into our music takeover, y'all. And when we come back from the music takeover, we're going to be getting into lesson 7. But we're also going to be looking at our daily focus, looking at defining desires. Okay, defining desires. That is going to be coming up in this third and final hour of the show, just in the beginning, and then we'll have our devotion. But for right now, we're going to get into our music takeover, and then later on at 25 minutes to 11, we're going to be talking to Pastor Andrew on Lesson Study 7, Mission to My Neighbor. Mission to My Neighbor. Stay tuned for that. The time has just gone 1 minute to the hour, 10 o'clock. We're about to jump right into that music takeover. Do not go anywhere. We will be right back.